I begin this journey as far west as I can. Contrary to what you may think, the heartland lies at the edges of the United States, not the center. Along California's Central Valley, the endless acres of land are responsible for growing more than half of the country's nuts, fruits, and vegetables. This region of America is home to the voices that nourish our soul and fuel our wallets every single day. Many of those voices are undocumented, which reflects the national reality. There are approximately 2.5 million farm workers across the country. More than half of them are undocumented, and more than 70% identify as Latino. For decades, Americans have grown accustomed to looking at these rural areas through a one-dimensional lens of immigration because of stats like these. Yet the Latinx frame forces one to look beyond that narrative and see the lives that lie inside these regions and communities. The day starts in the Central Valley, 2 hours north from bustling LA, where the mountains that follow you into this drive are majestic and lush, lies labor leader Cesar Chavez's memorial, nestled in the former headquarters of the United Farm Workers Union in the city of Keene. It's been more than five decades since Chavez led the 1965 Delano grape strike, when Mexicans and Filipino farm workers around this area walked out on grape growers to demand better working conditions. But in these hills, you can still feel the roar of the 1960s and 1970s throughout the valley. The echoes of marches, of protests, fasts, and boycotts that laid the foundation for La Causa, a cry to protect the most basic rights of all farm workers. Like countless children of farm workers in this area, Bianca Santoyo, a young local environmental justice activist from the Central Valley, grew up in Kern County, watching the abuse her parents endured in the fields. But when injustice is no longer defined just by physical abuse, it takes longer for the eye to detect right from wrong. When Bianca was 8 years old, both of her parents were directly exposed to a pesticide drift while working in the fields alongside their cuadrilla, their crew. As I learned, these drifts refer to the unintended movement of pesticide residue through the air. Imagine standing in a clean area and suddenly feeling a pesticide dust that has been sprayed on a neighboring crop. Well, as Bianca recalls, after her parents' cuadrilla was drifted on, some of the farm workers felt small but immediate side effects such as vomiting and nausea. Today, more than a decade later, three women from the cuadrilla have died of breast cancer, and Bianca's mom suffers from an autoimmune disease. Coincidence or not, the pain and abuse that were once normalized by Bianca's parents for the sake of better wages and opportunities are now the battle Bianca's taking on. It's no longer just a fight for better rights, but a fight to live. Are you still dealing with the same fight Cesar Chavez led? I asked Bianca in the car. She pauses. Now you're talking about the day you're here and the day you're not here, she tells me. I don't want my grandkids to suffer problems with cancer or autism. I want it to be different for them. It almost feels as if every small victory gained in the farmworkers' labor movement has come at the expense of life itself. As if for every major legal turning point won, years of life were taken away from people and these lands. The bureaucratic agricultural system is partly to blame. Family dynasties, big corporations, and corrupt money that measure farmworkers' lives by the number of pounds picked instead of the number of breaths taken. When you roll down the windows and smell something different, Bianca instructs me, you've got to roll up the window. I leave the window down just for a second longer, and here's what I see. From afar in the passenger seat, I continue to see endless rows of beautiful crops around me, and occasionally, I spot a farm worker hidden among them. Bianca reminds me that all this beauty is likely coated by an invisible toxic cloud that goes by the name chlorpyrifos, a potent pesticide known to stunt children's brain development. In fact, according to the Sierra Club, chlorpyrifos is a derivative of a chemical substance the Nazis used as sarin nerve gas during World War II. In other words, it was used to kill. And even though President Barack Obama attempted to ban this pesticide from food crops, building on prior initiatives that withdrew chlorpyrifos from all residential use, Donald Trump reversed Obama's efforts as soon as he landed the presidency. Reports indicate that today, chlorpyrifos is one of the most widely used insecticides in the country. California accounts for more than 20% of its use, and most of it's concentrated in the Central Valley.